Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show here. It is Thursday, June 14th, 2012. Sure happy it's Thursday. Sure happy it's Thursday. Sure happy it's Thursday. Got a couple of program notes to start the program off with right now. In response to huge public demand, our entire listening audience, both of you, wrote in and expressed concern over our new show schedule. And so yesterday I was informed that RBN is moving the What Really Happened radio show back to its original time slot of 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. Central Time starting next Monday. So 2 hours later, you spoke, both of you, and RBN listened. And apparently a lot of people were very unhappy over having to choose between Deanna Spingola and myself. And I understand that. I'd rather listen to Deanna Spingola than myself any day. But now you don't have to choose between the lesser of two broadcasting evils here. And so we're moving to our original time slot, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. Central Time, starting next week. So that means I get to sleep in a little bit later in the morning here and snuggle up to Claire. All righty, let's see. Today on hour number three, we're going to have Edmund Ruffin joining us on the air. He is he's a descendant of one of the families involved in the Hatfield and the McCoy feud, very historical. History Channel did a recent broadcast, a miniseries about it with Bill Paxton and Kevin Costner, and apparently the History Channel took some liberties with the show, with the history, and so we're going to be sorting a little bit of that out in hour number three. Tomorrow, Paul Topete from Poker Face is going to be talking to us about Freedom Palooza. And on Monday, Bill Still of the Still Report will be joining us on the air to talk about the economy. And basically, we're all kind of in agreement as to what the immediate future is holding. But he's got some new insights he's going to share with us. So anyway, it is, my goodness, June 14th, halfway through June. It's amazing. And ice storms are hitting Ireland, up in Donegal, and they had photos in the media there of, well, it looks like snow. They're saying it's ice. Really, it's ice, but it's snow, which is really fine ice crystals. And they're still trying to hem and haw and get around this thing about, well, golly, gee whiz, you know, the heat wave we had last week somehow caused all this. They're still so desperate to sell this global warming, even as it becomes more and more obvious we're heading into a new little ice age, brought about by a new Maunder minimum. So it's amazing. The corporate media is literally at the point of saying, pay no attention to your own feelings and observations around your home. We'll tell you the world is getting warmer, and it's all your fault. It's like that story they were talking about yesterday about how humans are warming up the oceans, but they don't know how many volcanoes are erupting on the floor of the world's oceans. So there's no basis for calculating, oh, there's an unexplained heat signature and it must be people. It's complete nonsense. It's politics. It's trying to trick you out of your freedoms and out of your money to serve the new world order. We are going to have the new world order, whether you like it or not. So, moving right along here. And you've got, you know, Al Gore saying, yes, the world, man, bear, pig is out there. You got to believe, really. Now, Shimon Peres was over at the White House, and Obama awarded him the Presidential Medal of Freedom for meritorious contribution to the security or national interest of the United States or world peace or other cultural endeavors here. Previous recipients were Norman Rockwell, Georgia O'Keeffe, people like that, you know, artists, Rosa Parks, Martin Luther King Jr. And I think Obama is on a roll. This is an absolutely amazing accomplishment and a triumph for the Obama administration. In one presidential administration, he has succeeded in totally discrediting the Presidential Medal of Freedom and the Nobel Peace Prize. Now, that is something we need to put down there in the history books. All righty. So we're coming up here on a commercial break. When we come back, rather a little bit of an embarrassment over on HBO's Game of Thrones, depending upon your point of view. And we're going to be right back talking about that. Join us on the air, 800-313-9443. Dan, the man, is in the control room, and we'll be right back.
Meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in seven different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And HBO today is doing damage control or wallowing in lots of free publicity, depending upon how you interpret the story. Basically, their series Game of Thrones, in the finale of the first season, they had all these heads on pikes, and one of them was a replica of ex-president George W. Bush, and everybody's saying, whoopsie. Now, they put a long hair wig on him. You know, it wasn't like they were trying to really say, see, we've got Bush's head on a pike there. Now, HBO's official story is that they just used any severed heads they had in the prop room because they were running out of props, and they put the wig on it, and they didn't think anybody would notice, and they're really sorry if they won't do it again. You know, and I thought he looked good up there myself. I think everybody's overreacting on this story. Now, there are two ways to interpret this. In one case, yeah, when you're producing a TV series, the pressure is on, and you got to get things up there, and sometimes you don't have the best of resources, and you'll grab whatever's there, and you just figure it's repurposing, and nobody's going to notice. Just to give you an example of how that can be, in the very first Halloween movie, you know, Michael Myers, the guy in the mask, and he just has this white mask. That's actually a William Shatner Halloween mask. They just went down to the store and bought it. They spray-painted it white, and that became the mask for the villain in Halloween. Sometimes some very weird things get used as props and stuff. If you look at the second Star Wars movie made and that giant Starfleet that's floating out there on the Laserdisc versions of it, or the Blu-ray versions of it, if you look very carefully, you'll see some tennis shoes mounted back there in formation, you know, as the most distant shot. They ran out of stuff. And on the other hand, people working on films under all the stress and pressure, they'll do stuff for jokes that are internal jokes to them. We were doing some interesting things with a plucked rubber chicken on Star Trek The Motion Picture, but I'm not going to give away the secrets because I think they've edited them out of the subsequent releases. And by the way, HBO says on all future DVD releases, they will make sure that the head is hidden or blurred or whatever. So it's either an embarrassment or maybe it's a publicity stunt, because I know the scantily clad young ladies, notwithstanding, it hasn't been doing as well in the ratings as they were hoping it would. And now everybody's going to be tuning in to the reruns of that last episode playing Spot the W out there on the Lance. So anyway, now on to more serious situations. Looking back at Wisconsin and the failed recall of Governor Scott Walker, it turns out that there was a 7% discrepancy between the exit polls and the so-called official results. 7% is a significant, significant discrepancy. And once again, we've got the corporate media saying, well, we just can't understand how the exit polls could be this far out of line. Any other election on planet Earth, if the exit polls are not closely aligned with the official result, they're screaming, vote fraud. It's vote fraud. It has to be vote fraud. I remember when Hillary Clinton had her amazing come-from-behind victory over Obama in the 2008 primary season. And Obama was ahead in the pre-primary polls. He was ahead in the exit polls. And then all of a sudden, magically, in the middle of the night, Hillary pulled ahead and secured that must-have victory. She would have been out of the primaries if she'd lost that one. And the corporate media was out there saying, well, we're just going to assume that the voters were lying to the exit pollers because they didn't want to be thought of as racist because they didn't vote for Obama, and all this other nonsense stuff. And again, how many times have you actually known the exit pollers talking to you as you leave the polling place? I've never met anybody I knew as an exit poller, and I don't care what they think of me. And there's no motivation to lie to the exit pollers. It's a great deal of nonsense. So it looks like, and again, this is what we told you was happening. Wisconsin was a rigged election to protect the money junkies and the money junkies governor, because there was more than Scott Walker in Wisconsin on the line. The money junkies were sending out a message. If you go on looting your people to support Wall Street, we will make sure that you keep your job. And that was the object lesson they put out there. So now the governors of the other 49 states are going, well, I guess I better go on with austerity and, you know, messing with the public unions and firing the teachers and firefighters because they can't do anything to me now. But I'd better not offend the lords of Wall Street because they will come down with a wrath and pummel me about the head and shoulders with credit default swaps. So, yeah, Wisconsin was rigged. The 7% discrepancy between the exit polls and the official results is pretty much a neon sign saying, we stole it. Now, there is a story, and I'm going to start this out by saying that there is no confirmation. I would love for there to be, but as of right now, there's no confirmation. But the story is 123 of the convention delegates heading for Tampa have filed a lawsuit in the Ninth Circuit Court suing the Republic National Committee, claiming that violence and intimidation and ballot stuffing has been used to basically skew the delegates toward Mitt Romney and to deny the delegates their constitutional right to vote their own preference and conscience. So like I said, we're not seeing any confirmation on this, but again, the election fraud here is so rampant, they're not even trying to hide it anymore. You're trying to get you used to it. So you just say, yeah, I'll push the button. Here's my money. Here's my children. I know you're not going to listen to me. And that's the new normal. Personally, I'm opposed to that. And I hope you are as well here. Now, the big news, and of course, this was embargoed here in the U.S. until after the close of the markets yesterday. Spain, their credit rating was downgraded three whole notches by Moody's. Went from A3 to Baa3. All these little letter and number combinations are supposed to indicate things. But the short version is Spain's cost of borrowing has just gone up, completely overwhelming the bailout they just got. So now they're deeper in debt, and it didn't help. And Moody's justified the downgrade by saying the bailout plunges Spain deeper into debt, and they can't pay what they've got now. So why do you think pouring more debt on them is going to make the situation any better, which is common sense? And even German Chancellor Angela Merkel is now admitting that government borrowing is the problem. They're borrowing money to loan to each other. And it's just shuffling the debt around. It's like that metaphor that I use with the boat with all the holes in the bottom. And they've got 10 holes and 9 corks, and they're just trying to move the corks around as fast as they can, and the water is still coming in. Part of the $100 billion Euro-Spanish bailout that Italy is loaning Spain at 3%, but Italy had to borrow it at 7%. It doesn't make any sense at all. Now, Cyprus is saying they need a bailout because they're tied into Greek debt. Italy's oldest bank, BNI, is in the middle of a bank holiday. They've suspended withdrawals a week ago. Towns in Ireland are starting to go back to their own local currencies again. I mean, it's all coming apart. And there's still a huge amount of denial going on in there. There's this blind faith. It's a religion. Remember what I've been saying over the last couple of days. Economics is not science. It is a religion. It is a belief system. You are indoctrinated with the belief in this is how economics work. You will believe in the reality and legitimacy of compound interest and rule by debt. That's the latest con against humankind. And coupled with it is this absolute unshakable blind faith that the limitless power of government will always prevent financial disasters, even though history has shown quite the contrary. Every one of these private central banks issuing the public currency as debt has collapsed eventually. It cannot be stopped. And it is at hand. And all the players who got rich off of this thing and all of the politicians who were corrupted by it, they're in denial. Psychiatrists are looking at the behavior of the Wall Street CEOs and our politicians and saying they're showing signs of mental illness. They cannot deal with the reality of the mess they have made. And so they're going about business as usual. Yes, we're campaigning for office. Everything's fine. As long as we keep saying it's fine, as long as we keep the stock market numbers high into the sky with the plunge protection team, all will be well. And I think if you look back at history, at every nation that collapsed, most recently the Soviet Union, right up until just days before the collapse happened, the government was still acting like everything was under control and they were going to figure a way out of the mess. And the collapse of the Soviet Union took everybody by surprise, including the government of the Soviet Union. And I think that's what's getting ready to happen here. Now, the German finance minister is openly threatening the Greek voters ahead of this weekend's parliamentary elections. Remember, they had one election. The anti-austerity, anti-bailout party secured a sizable chunk of the parliamentary seats. But the holdouts for the money junkies refused to form a coalition government unless the anti-austerity politicians became pro-austerity. And they weren't going to do that. They had a mandate from the public. So the die-hard money junkie, yes, we're going to go on looting the Greek people to make the bankers happy, basically filibustered until the coalition government fell apart. Now they're going to have new elections. There are already reports of massive election irregularities. Ballots are going missing, things like that, already coming out of Greece. The money junkies are going to try and steal it. I think, however, that the deterioration of Greece just over the last month is probably going to result in a landslide vote against austerity and bailouts. The question is going to be, are the vote riggers able to overcome a landslide and convince everybody that it's legit? In this age of rampant vote fraud, I don't think so. Down in Egypt, the Egyptian people are already saying their current election's a joke. It's a coup d'etat, recapturing Egypt for the U.S. and Israeli interests masquerading as an election. The Revolution Party, the Tahrir Party, captured 40% of the votes in the last election, and yet through technicalities, they've been kicked out of the final presidential election. Same thing they're doing to Ron Paul over here. Now, there's already bank runs in Greece ahead of their elections, about $1 billion. That they've taken out so far. So it's getting ready to panic over the weekend. We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working capital cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and super male and femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA survival course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372. Or go to teravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Teravim, the best supplements on earth.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're talking about the disaster looming in Europe. Spain has been downgraded yet again. Their cost of borrowing has gone up. So this bailout that just happened is already negated. It's already complete. There's no benefit. Spain is now deeper in debt with no positive result from this whole bailout process. Italy has taken a major hit because they're borrowing at 7%, the money they're loaning to Spain at 3%. And now people are saying Italy may be gone in 2 weeks. They were saying, yeah, maybe 3-4 months they're going to be. They know it's coming. They're just arguing over how long it's going to be. You know, and it's kind of like when you've got a family member with a really bad illness and they're standing around the hospital room saying, I think he'll be gone in 3 weeks. Ah, he's going to be, he's strong. He'll be here in 2 months. And what they're all avoiding is the fact that, yeah, it's over. The party is over. And so what's going on here in the United States of America is there is a conspiracy, between Wall Street and Washington, D.C. to figure out how to drop this next disaster involving the credit default swaps sold on Europe's debt by Wall Street, how they're going to dump it on you, the American people. That's what they're planning right now. Absolute guaranteed. The Wall Street banks and investment houses, when they merged after Glass-Steagall was repealed, and they merged. Normally, The credit default swaps, because they're basically investments, would be kept in the investment division. But a lot of these Wall Street firms have very quietly started moving them over and listing them as assets on the consumer deposit account division, meaning now they're covered by federal insurance programs, and the federal insurance programs are covered by you. They already know it's coming apart. They already know the credit default swaps, some $90 trillion worth, are going to come due. And they're getting ready to basically pass that over to you and say, this is yours to pay. I'm sorry. That's your duty as an American citizen. If you are a loyal, patriotic American, you and your children and your grandchildren will work yourselves to death to pay off debt, because this debt represents the honor of the United States of America. No, it doesn't. It represents the proceeds from a criminal swindle. The mortgage-backed security fraud is the biggest financial swindle in history. And it has wrecked the Western banking system. And still to this very day, the United States federal government, the finest government money can buy, has not arrested or investigated anybody, indeed has gone out of their way to protect Wall Street from the consequences of their criminal actions. And to force you, the American people, who never agreed to any of this, who have not committed any crimes, to pay for it all. That is a fascist dictatorship. So now Italy is in trouble. They're saying maybe 2 weeks. Everybody's got a different opinion about what's going on. The Greek elections this weekend could trigger a major panic, because Greece could be out of the European Union first part of next week. You know that the money junkies are going to be in there trying to rig Greece's elections just the way they did up in Wisconsin, to protect the money junkie interests. They don't care about you. They never did. You are a revenue stream. You are a walking wallet and nothing else at all. In fact, there's a story. We're going to get into it in a little bit more depth later in the show. How this biotech company knew their genetically modified corn was killing the cows it was fed to and concealed it so they could go on selling the genetically modified corn. They knew it had a problem. They knew it could kill life forms eating it, cows and presumably humans. And they said, well, we've invested too much money in this. We've got to get it to market. We've got to keep the profit up. We've got to keep the stockholders happy. And that justifies putting a known poison product into the marketplace. That is the mentality and mindset of corporate America and the U.S. government. They will gladly see you die a writhing, painful death if it puts another nickel in their pocket. Now, you've probably noticed that today, even though the Asian and European markets got pounded on, despite some very obvious attempts to push it up in the Nikkei, the American markets are all in the green. And if you look at the charts, there's a very obvious hard upshove first part of the day. It's obviously intervention, because, again, the job numbers went up. They're saying unexpectedly, when it goes down, yes, our policies are working. When the jobless numbers go up, they say, it's unexpected. We don't know. We have no clue. We're completely clueless about this. And normally that would trigger a stock market decline. Not today. They can't let it go down. They're trying to basically build as much of a cushion into the market as they can, because they know a real big bang is coming imminently in the next couple of weeks. So they're out there saying the U.S. jobless claims popped higher unexpectedly. Don't know what's going on. The White House is trying to figure out how they can kick more people off the extended benefits so they can claim the jobless numbers have gone down again, because that official jobless number is only people who are on some kind of benefit program, or if they just filed a jobless claim or just filed for unemployment, the newly unemployed. That's all they're counting. They're still not counting that 86 million Americans who've been out of work so long they've run out of benefits and still can't find a job. The real unemployment rate is above 40%, not 8%. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Do you need that sustained boost of energy, but want a more natural way of attaining it without the jolt and crash or the jitters you get from coffee and energy drinks? Zoom Tea is the healthy, sugar-free pick-me-up for body, mind, and soul. Does your coffee help you with weight control, mental clarity, anti-cancer properties, or give you an immune system boost? How about helping to stabilize your blood pressure, reduce your cholesterol, and increase your regularity? Now you can have all these health benefits with Zoom Tea. Check out ZoomTea.com or call our friendly staff at 575-936-7000. That's 575-936-7000. A one-month supply of Zoom Tea is only $20, and you get free shipping. Add chai seed to your order for only $12.95 to increase your benefits. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com to learn more.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. So we're talking about the official jobless rate took an unexpected upward jump. And even though it took the upward jump, you need to understand the official U.S. government-approved jobless rate is a calculated fiction subject to election year wishful thinking. The official jobless figure is calculated from people just now filing for unemployment. There's been a surge in unemployment applications. People still receiving benefits and looking for work. But the official jobless rate does not include the 86 million Americans who have been looking for work so long they have exhausted all possible benefits. Now, the U.S. Department of Labor Statistics does calculate these 86 million Americans, and CNN did report it once about a month ago, which is where we picked up that number. We're going with the numbers that come from the government through CNN to come up with this thing. So you have the U.S. government admitting there are 12.5 million of the visible unemployed, the ones that are counted on that unemployment figure that they bandy around the corporate media. Now, when you add them to the 86 million invisible unemployed, that's 94.5 million Americans who are available to work, want to work, but cannot find a job. Now, the total United States population is 330 million people, but 24% of those are children and people too young to work under the current labor laws. And there's another 13% are above the retirement age and not working any longer, medically infirm, that kind of situation. So the total population of available workers in the United States is 100% minus 24%, 13% bundled together, or 63% of 330 million people, or 207 million people available to work in the United States of America. And when you have 94.5 million of those 207 million available workers not working, that means the true jobless rate in the United States of America right now is 45%, way above the worst of the Great Depression. Not the 8 to 9% the media keeps waving at you to keep you convinced that things may be bad, but it's not all that bad. And if you're having a real hard time, it's really kind of your fault. So shut up and vote the straight party ticket in November. That's the message you're getting from there. Now, just before we went to airtime, somebody came out with this story, and it was sent to me. And we did post it up at our website, and it's the headline is, Americans say Bush still more to blame than Obama for the economy. Oh, boy, you can tell it's an election year. More than two-thirds of Americans, including half of Republicans, still blame former President George Bush for the country's economic ills, according to a new Gallup poll. All right, well, here is my view on that. Both presidents are to blame for the economic disaster. Both parties are to blame for the economic disaster. This is a bipartisan problem arising from bipartisan corruption. And it will only be fixed with bipartisan rope around bipartisan necks, and arguing over who just deserves the tallest tree and the shortest rope is pointless. We're not going to get trapped into saying this one is more evil than this one. They're all evil. Let's deal with that. Now, you've probably been seeing where J.P. Morgan Chase's CEO is up there on Capitol Hill testifying. He's wearing his presidential cufflinks to send the message that, hey, the president loves me and you shouldn't be that rough with me. And he's getting a very warm and friendly reception. And I think the nadir was this one member of Congress, and I forget who it was, but he's out there saying, you know, let's forget about all that's happened up to this point. What can we, the Congress, do to help the situation? In other words, Congress is once again going to ignore the crimes, the fraud, the criminality, and they're groveling before the Wall Street bankers saying, what can we do to help you pull the wool over the eyes of the American people? What can we do to make it easier for you to go on looting the American people as long as you remember to write those campaign checks as we get closer to November? Congress as a whole, both parties, has abandoned their responsibility to hold the financial system in check. Now, if you go back and you look at that wonderful documentary, Inside Job, it won the Academy Award for Best Documentary and then promptly disappeared from the American theaters. But it is available online. You can watch the whole thing online. And they talk about this concerted effort by Wall Street to co-opt the federal government, to basically take it over with lobbyists and donations and outright bribes, so that Wall Street is now running the country for itself rather than Washington, D.C. Washington, D.C. is the facade. The banking system is now the actual government. And again, that's a hallmark of fascism. Now, we already know that the private bankers ran the economy for their own benefit. Do you think they're going to change their behavior now that they're running the entire government? No, it's going to be more of this, we can't be bothered paying for roads and bridges and schools and hospitals. We need the money to balance our magic holy spreadsheets and keep the curse of the satanic red ink from creeping into our bottom lines. All bow and worship the bottom line and keep it in the black. You know, little human sacrifice over there in Iraq and Afghanistan. Because nothing chases away red ink on a banker's balance sheet than the red blood of dead soldiers. Meanwhile, Ian Duncan Smith is out there screaming, saying, you shall be getting a job here. You should be working 35 hours a week rather than relying on state handouts. Now, when a politician blames the victims, and we are all victims, we didn't create this mess. It was created for us. But when politicians start screaming about, you should just get a job, he's basically saying, go away. He's basically admitting they've screwed up the system. They've screwed up the greatest nation on earth. They don't know how to fix it. They probably don't even really care about fixing it. They're just there to get their next paycheck from their lobbyists. Shouting "get a job" is a way of ducking the blame by dropping the blame on the people who got clobbered in this mortgage-backed security fraud fiasco. Remember, you, the average American citizen, have lost almost half your net worth over the last 3 years. So you think about that lifetime that you worked before that to build up a net worth, something that you could live on, rely on, retire on, leave to your children, put them through school with, all that hard work that you did. And in 3 years, 40%, almost half of it, was siphoned away to rebalance the books from the mortgage-backed security fraud. And in the along the path of taking all that money out of the nation to balance the books, businesses were destroyed, homes were lost, people into foreclosure, factories shut down. And now the people who did this, who set this mess up, or at least looked the other way and let it happen, now they're saying, go out and get a job. Like there are jobs out there, and there aren't. You know, politicians need to understand something. If they're going to stand up there and take credit for all the good things that happen, if they're going to go around pretending like they're actually in control, then they're going to have to accept the responsibility when things don't go well at all. They don't get to stand up there like the ancient kings who were ruled by divine right. When things are going good, yes, I have brought these blessings down on you. And when the plagues and famine show up, well, it's God's will. You know, I'm off the hook here. I think those people at the peat bogs had the right idea. When the king didn't do a good job, you cut his throat and throw him in the peat bog. They're still bobbing up every once in a while over there. There's a good political control system for you. Peat bogs. Now, a little piece of good news. As you're probably aware, not too long ago, we put together a video regarding some local churches here on the island of Oahu that were putting together food baskets because the food stamp money that is currently being put out there does not cover the entire month. It doesn't last through the entire month. And school children were going to school the last week of every month hungry, and you can't really think and learn and be effective when your blood sugar is that low. So they're putting together these food baskets. And as part of this video, we pointed out that the House of Representatives had voted to cut food stamp funds even further because they wanted to give the money to the Pentagon because they wanted a new big shiny bomb, and it's so big and it's so shiny and it's so wet, and they just wanted to lick it and hug it and cuddle it. And starving children, in order to get that new big toy to play with, seemed like a really good idea. And they passed it, and a lot of people were very upset about it. I was one of them. Now, the good news is the Senate rejected the cut to food stamps. And surprisingly, 13 Republicans abandoned the neocon agenda and basically joined with the Democrats saying, we can't do this. How does it look, especially in an election year, when we're starving our own children in order to go on sending money to Israel and to go on, you know, buying bombs to drop on children on the other side of the world? So that has been rejected. Now, the House Republicans may try and put it through again, but at least right now we backed them down. And inadequate though it is, because it's not lasting the month out here, but they're not going to cut it back any further. Now, over in Finland, just to tell you about how this cascading effect all around the world, this is the downside of globalism. Wall Street's criminal fraud has wrecked the entire Western banking system, because all the safeguards that used to be there at the national borders were taken down in the name of this wonderful globalist financial economic empire. You know, it's like blocking open the fireproof doors on a building. Looks like things are going good because everybody's moving around a lot faster. But when the first fire hits, oh boy, bad day for everybody. So over in Finland, the phone maker, Nokia, is cutting 10,000 jobs. And they're cutting them around the world. It's going to apparently close some of their R&D projects for new phones, including Germany and Canada, which basically that's an act of desperation. They're in serious trouble. When you stop product development in what is a very dynamic, always got to have the newest, latest, and greatest phone, when you're cutting your future product development, That is a bad, bad sign that you are in serious trouble. And as it turns out, Nokia is in a cash crisis. They've been trying to do this comeback, and they're getting squeezed on the smartphone market. They may disappear. And I remember when I first saw Nokia, and I was actually down in Australia, when they actually had a phone down there. You flipped open, and there was a keyboard, and there was nothing like that in the United States at the time. It was just amazing being down there and seeing the things that consumers were able to buy in Australia that you just didn't see in the United States of America. And that was when I began to understand that the United States was not an advanced nation any longer. So anyway, Nokia now, they're in serious trouble here. All right, getting onto the front of all these wars all around the world, let's spin the big wheel and see which war we're going to talk about first. We're going to talk about Syria first. Apparently, last night, on CNN, they tried to float a trial balloon, obviously, the idea of the U.S. simply assassinating Syria's President Assad. This overthrow from without apparently is not going very well. Assad's forces are continually pushing these paid mercenaries back. It's not going to be a slam dunk the way it was in Libya. And Hillary's in there trying to find some way to justify airstrikes and bombing and go in and get them, and it's turning into a real ugly mess, and the entire world understands the U.S. is simply invading and conquering the place. There is no moral justification for this war. And the longer it goes on, the worse it's going to be for the United States' international reputation. So now CNN is trying to trial balloon. They're putting out this idea, you know, maybe the simplest way to save the people of Syria is to assassinate their leadership. And I think they're waiting to see what kind of a response they're going to get from the public. You know, if the American people can go along with assassinating foreign heads of state the way they went along with torturing people to death over non-existent weapons of mass destruction, then yes, hey, we'll go ahead and we'll do that. Of course, the problem with that is once you start doing it, you're going to see assassinations all over the planet. Remember how World War I started with the assassination of Archduke Ferdinand. We know the U.S. has these drones that they can send anywhere and everywhere they want to go. We know that Israel has assassination squads all over the world, including inside the United States of America. It's an open secret. Everybody knows they're there. So if the U.S. starts assassinating foreign heads of state, it's an open invitation for them to come in and start assassinating key people here inside the United States of America. And it's already a very gray area because Iran has arrested suspects over the assassination of their nuclear scientists. The scientists they had that were helping them to build their power station and its fueling facilities, a lot of them have been killed, and Iran tracked down and arrested the suspects, and sure enough, they're connected to Israel. So we're getting with a situation, and you know, I guess for those of you with families in the military, we'd probably find it a lot more preferable if the world leaders were shooting each other instead of trying to send our kids off to kill their kids. That might not be a bad way to go. In fact, I know how we're going to solve this whole world war thing. Let's just get all the leaders of the world, give them all chainsaws and throw them into a football stadium, sell tickets, that'll balance the budget, and whichever world leader comes out of that with most of their bodily parts intact, they rule the world. I think that's the really best solution. And if they don't want to get in that arena with their chainsaws, then they and their entire country are banned from committing war for, well, until that leader dies. Sorry, you wouldn't take your chainsaw. You're not allowed to invade your neighbors anymore. Iran is, of course, well aware that Syria is the U.S. and Israel's backdoor to war with Iran. And they are turning more and more to China and Russia for military support as it becomes more obvious that the U.S. is going to invade no matter what Iran does. It's the same thing that they did with Iraq. Saddam kept making concessions and concessions. Yes, come look here, look there, do this. Come in, you know, even into his bedroom. They had inspectors in Saddam's bedroom looking under his bed like he's going to have a nuclear warhead hidden there. And it didn't really matter. In the end, the goal wasn't weapons of mass destruction. That was just a lie. The goal was, we're going to take your country because we need your money more than you need your money, at least in our own opinion. And so all of this aggressiveness on behalf of Israel is driving the rest of the world firmly into the Chinese and Russian political spheres of influence. The U.S. and Israel are becoming more and more isolated. and more of these so-called allies, you know, of the Campaign for Goodness and Righteousness, registered trademark White House, they're starting to break away, or at least they're kind of standing off to one side and say, in theory, we agree with you, and it's a nice thing you're doing, but we really, we're going to keep our kids at home because we've got things we need to do with them here. So it's really starting to stutter and stammer over there. All righty. Let's see. More with Iran. No, that's it. We're coming up here. We're coming up on a commercial break. So we're going to take a commercial break. I'm going to take some oxygen and some water, and we'll be back here. Join us on the air, 800-313-9443, and we will be right back after these words from our sponsors.
I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. So we're getting back up on this situation here. And, yeah, sure enough, we were talking about this in the last segment. Now all of a sudden we're seeing a headline. France is now urging to use United Nations sanctioned force to implement a no-fly zone over Syria. See, what's going on is Syria has an air force. Hillary was trying to make a big deal about these Soviet Mi-24 Hind helicopters that Russia was shipping over to Syria, and it turns out they're Syria's helicopters. Russia simply repairs them as part of their contract for support. And these are 20 years old. These are not new state-of-the-art equipment, but it belongs to Syria. And Syria is using them to defend itself from being invaded. So now France is saying, we're going to basically shut down the skies over Syria so that Syria cannot use its air force to defend against the invasion that we're carrying out right now. Now, the reason I emphasized UN sanctioned is anything that goes through the United Nations regarding military force has to go through the Security Council, and Russia is going to veto it. They have made that abundantly clear. And again, when you go in and you impose a no-fly zone on somebody else's country, that's basically an act of war. And it doesn't matter what excuse you give. Oh, he's using helicopters on the rebels. Well, the rebels are bought and paid for. They are armed by the U.S. and Israel. They have been catching smugglers from both the U.S. and Israel, bringing weapons in there. This is not a popular uprising or rebellion or revolution or striving for democracy. And it never is. You think the people over in Libya got democracy after their country was destroyed? Apparently they're having a lot of trouble with this new law against the glorification of Gaddafi. You're not allowed to have pictures of Gaddafi or they'll put you in jail. There's democracy in action. So now France is basically going to go out and say, yeah, the U.S. says we got to have a no-fly zone, but we're going to pretend it's our idea. And it will never get through the U.N., and the United States will stand up and say, well, the United Nations is refusing to accept its responsibility, blah, 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 same thing that they've done before, and the U.S. will just go ahead and do what they're going to do and say, we must act in the face of the U.N.'s failures, and so forth and so on. In other words, the short version is the U.S. is going to invade Syria because Israel told them to, and United Nations and NATO and common sense and morality and ethics and sheer humanity aren't going to get in the way. Syria has to be invaded because that's going to open up the door to the invasion of Iran, and that's what Israel really wants. And if the war with Iran should result in an all-out nuclear war between the United States and Russia and China, Israel is going to be happy as all heck. They'll just stand off to one side and let the mushroom clouds bloom all over the United States and all over Russia and all over China. And when it's all done and those nations have cooked each other to death, Israel will stand up and say, by the way, we still have our nuclear weapons on those cruise missiles, on those German submarines, on the bombs that we have here. And now that we're the world's largest nuclear power, you're all going to do what we say. Israel would love it if the U.S. and Russia and China destroyed each other. They're going to encourage it. There's no reason for them not to. Their entire history has been tricking other people into fighting their wars for them or tricking other countries into fighting each other and exhausting themselves in order to make it easier to take them over. That's the way it's been operating, and it's operating right now. All right, we're going to take a break for station identification. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.